still remember the first time we met Sham, which was here in Sadiq Chand 11 years ago or something. And KD and Jai, they all said, oh, you're going to meet Sham. And like, you know, they told us like what we're saying now, all this like kind of brief version of what Sham is. and then I saw him, and because he could look a little scary, because he had sometimes this blank expression which you couldn't really read, and I thought in my insecurity about not being a pundit in any way or scholar in any way, I thought for sure he must judge me for not being that, you know, like that I don't speak Sanskrit and I don't have that background that he has, and I projected out on him that his blankness is arrogance, you know, and then I was just so touched that he came to our to when we played and we did the Sufi dance, the circle dance with everybody, and he participated in it in a very charm way, which is like looking everywhere. and it just touched me that he was that, you know, it wasn't at all what I projected on him. And for me, it was always so nice to have somebody that I could ask my questions that I would be so kind of embarrassed that I had, you know, like what means Hare and Hare Krishna, or you know, like some things that I think I should know, and that he would never judge me, that I could just be really totally innocently myself, and I felt that with him, with everybody, he was so just really totally so giving, and when you got into his kind of sphere, he would just take care of us from morning to evening. The amazing thing is with Sham, because he was so devoted, every, like all the cooking is puja, it's all seva, it's practice, you know. So the cooking is like, actually nobody can cook apart from him and very devoted and initiated people, which is great for us, we're not great cooks. So when we go with him, we couldn't help. Five different dishes made in 20 minutes, you know. No, he was like incredible cook, or he would go for a picnic and he would bring these Tupperwares with really good food that he had kind of, I don't know when he did it. It was always, you just take care of us completely, you know, like we were totally spoiled with him, you know, like complete. And somehow for me, I think that's also a reason why I haven't been to India since he left his body, because I have been spoiled, you know, and now I don't need to find a way how I am to be in India, not being guided and being brought to these places that I wouldn't have found. And he was very, yeah, it was so easy for him, you know. It felt like chaotic from the outside, but it was totally, you know, always worked out. And,